At the northern edge of the Iron Range, Tower, Minnesota is home to just under 500 people. At the cafe, regulars stop by for coffee. Outside, in the four-block stretch of Main Street, no stoplights get in the way on the drive to work. People here work in the woods, cutting trees for the paper mill, or they have summer jobs in nearby resorts, or they drive south to the mines that are still working. Just outside of town, the Sudan mine was the first iron mine in Minnesota. The Sudan mine closed in 1962, and the town has been scraping by since then. Herb Lampa helped dig the last shaft. Today, Lampa is the mayor of Tower.
We had 300-some people working down there, three shifts. Can you imagine what happened when people had to go look for jobs in other places? And it was very devastating. And a lot of the many jobs we've got around here are very low-income jobs.
This hoist was built at the turn of the century to drag high-grade iron ore from deep in the earth. Steel from here helped industrialize America and build the weapons that won two world wars. The mine provided jobs and a chance to become Americans for two generations of immigrants. Jagged rocks line the walls and ceiling of the cavity, and bats swoop overhead. The last stope, or working area, of the mine is 3/4 of a mile down a dark tunnel. Down a side corridor, the lights are brighter and the walls are lined with concrete. Here, the old mine is transforming itself, bringing new jobs to Tower and helping scientists learn about the nature of the universe. It's a room the size of a football field, 4 stories high, packed with computers and other high-tech gear. We're 1/2 mile underground, and the rock walls offer protection from the cosmic rays that bombard the surface of the Earth. That makes it theoretically possible to detect proton decay, a very rare event in which a particle inside an atom releases most of its energy by breaking down into other particles. Jim Beattie is a technician who's keeping an eye on the equipment.
There's a theory that a proton will decay every 10 to the 32nd years, I think, or something to that effect. So what they're doing is we've got close to 1,000 tons of protons stacked up here, and they're watching it electronically to see if indeed a proton does decay.
So far in 15 years, they haven't observed a proton decaying, but they've learned other interesting things about cosmic rays. A new experiment will team up 200 researchers from around the world. They will beam streams of neutrinos from the Fermi National Accelerator near Chicago through 400 miles of rock to detectors in this mine. They'll try to determine the mass of the neutrino, which can help them understand how the universe expands. The projects are expected to pump nearly $20 million into the local economy. Hardware stores, hotels, and restaurants have felt the impact. A new building is also being built. It will house the assembly plant for the neutrino detectors, and once they're assembled, the building can be used to incubate other industries. 80 people will be hired for the assembly work. Mayor Herb Lampa says those jobs will help, but he's looking even further into the future.
I would suspect that it's not just neutrinos that they'll be looking at, but there must be all kinds of other things that the physicists will be looking at, and I don't know what they all are, but you know, there's any number of subatomic particles that we don't even know about.
The researchers come for just a week or two, but Jim Beattie works here full-time. He traded a seasonal construction job for year-round employment with benefits, and he enjoys the contact with other cultures.
We've got members from Russia, China, Greece, the UK, Australia, New Zealand. I've talked to a lot of my friends that have run into... They talk about these strange guys speaking strange language walking down the street, and I said, they're not speaking a strange language, they're talking physics.
That's just the kind of talk that really excites Herb Lampa. He's hoping the researchers will contribute a new thread to the culture here.
If we could get some of these people living here, and if they had their families here, and it would be a real big advantage to the school system, because you would be getting children whose parents are interested in the math and science area, and I think it would have a tremendous impact as far as the kids' desire to learn.
Lampa and his friends used their brawn to put food on the table and build a nation. He's hoping their grandchildren will be able to use their brains to make a living and help decode some of the mysteries of the universe. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Tower, Minnesota.